Brothers, can I just request whoever's staying for the dars sits down now and joins. Jazakallah khair. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ما يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم Very quiet. It's quite, the mic's quiet. I think it'll come through. Somebody check on the app if the audio is coming through, please. So we start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who is the most forgiving, the most merciful, who has gathered us here today, first for worship in his home, then to follow what we seek in knowledge. Only a blessing which he can bestow upon whom he wills, and he is the only one with no partner, no helper. The one who revealed the Qur'an in these blessed nights, and from him alone do we seek help. And we send salutations upon his beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who was sent as a mercy to mankind, to take us from the darkness to light, and who has revealed the Qur'an in these last 10 nights, and whom we seek, and who we see as a guide for all of mankind. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger and servant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, وَكُلَّنَّ نَكُسُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَوْئِذَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we relate to you, O Prophet, the stories of the messengers to reassure your heart. And there has come to you in this surah the truth, a warning to the disbelievers and a reminder to the believers. This verse here outlines that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about the prophets who came before him to act as a source of inspiration and strength. Man uthabbitu bihi fu'adak, to keep you firm, to give you that ultimate reassurance, knowing that Allah's got a difficult plan spread out ahead of him. And subhanAllah, the Qur'an being revealed 1400 years ago, but still so relevant. Naturally, as a human being, every person goes through a difficulty and a tough journey in life. But what usually makes you feel better is knowing that someone else has shared this experience with you. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla is sharing the stories of the prophets, he's doing it to let the people know that other people who believed, they struggled before you, and this is how they were able to get through it, so use them as inspiration. And today, we're going to look at the human element of it and look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who I'll go into more depth in a moment. And we're going to explore how in the Quran, the Sunnah, and in the stories of the prophets, how this great man alayhi salam has been used as a reassurance for our messenger alayhi salam, and in turn for us. And to let us know that just because the path may be difficult, we're going to get through it just like those before us. So before we explain why I chose Ibrahim alayhi salam for these last 10 nights, I want to outline a little bit about who Ibrahim alayhi salam was. Ibrahim alayhi salam is one of the great grandfathers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he in his own right was a prophet and messenger alayhi salam. He is the one who Allah mentions in the Quran, saying in verse 41 of Surah Maryam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. So our Prophet mentioned the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, wadhkur fil kitab Ibrahim, in the book. He was surely a man of truth and he was a prophet. SubhanAllah, even in this description of, that Allah uses, the word truthful to describe the nature of this man with his duty as a prophet alayhi salam, he's mentioned 69 times in the Quran, the most of any prophet other than Musa alayhi salam. And he's the grandfather, not just of the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the entirety of Bani Ishaq and Bani Israel, so from the other lineage. And that's given him the nickname, quite affectionately, Abul Anbiya alayhi salam, the father of the prophets. And from him you had Ishaq, Yaqub, Yusuf, Musa alayhi salam, Suleiman, Dawood alayhi salam, just to name a few. And of course, Ismail alayhi salam, and from him we have our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So multiple times in the Quran, Allah refers to the deen of Islam as the religion of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So in Surah Al-An'am, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَامًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So he tells the Messenger alayhi salam to tell the people that indeed my Lord has guided me to a straight path, the correct religion, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, inclining toward truth, and he was not amongst those who associated others with Allah. Multiple times Allah refers to Islam of the way of our father Ibrahim alayhi salam, the millah of Ibrahim. So naturally, you don't just have a connection to Ibrahim alayhi salam through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but in Islam as well. So we have a connection to him both spiritually and being from the fortune, alhamdulillah, from being from the fortune of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, talked about Ibrahim alayhi salam, when his Lord ordered him to submit to his will, he responded, I submit to the Lord's will. It's qala lahu rabbuhu aslim. That the minute he was told to submit, that's it. Aslamt. No question, nothing in between. And Allah says that وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ إِسْلَامًا وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُخْسِنًا وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And the most notable and probably well-known aspect of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's the one that's most frequently quoted, is that he is the Khalil of Allah. And as in that verse, we have to question, what is a Khalil? Arabic is such a nuanced language that trying to translate it into English, you got no chance. You're never going to encompass the word as it deserves. But I will try my best, inshallah, to give a little bit of a brief. The word Khalil in Arabic refers to a close, intimate friend, or in English, as we use the word confidant. And this is because Ibrahim alayhi salam had attained the highest degree of love from his Lord through his continuous obedience and commands of his Lord, which are outlined in the book of Allah throughout. And I can't sit here mentioning all 16 verses of it, 69 verses of it, because I'll be here all day. But even to this day, the remembrance of Ibrahim alayhi salam is elevated across the globe. You'll still find that he is respected and beloved to people regardless of background. He's the one prophet across faiths, across time. SubhanAllah, he's still beloved to the people, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and even those outside who have just read about him. You'll find that he's one of the most beloved prophets outright. And that is true in the case that when Allah loves a person, the inhabitants of the earth are instructed to also love that person. He's constantly praised in the Quran, as in the verse Surah Nahl, in ayah number 120, it sums it up. That inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. That Allah says, indeed Ibrahim was a comprehensive leader, an ummah in himself, devoutly obedient to Allah, he inclined towards truth, and he was not amongst those who associated partners with Allah. The fact that this man was known as, we're called an ummah, there's 2 billion of us, we're an ummah. This man alone, subhanAllah, is called an ummah by Allah because the amount of khair and goodness and the actions of this one man, from whom nations of believers, prophets and messengers came, as a result of just his righteousness, Allah rewarded him. So he is a ummah in his honor. May Allah send his peace and blessings upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and his righteous offspring. So alhamdulillah, we got a little bit of clarity of who Ibrahim alayhi salam is. So why did I choose Ibrahim alayhi salam? And I would be doing it during the next 10 nights, inshallah. Just make dua that Allah gives me the tawfiq to do so. Multiple times in the Quran, he alayhi salam is mentioned and is used as a foundation and inspiration of Muhammad, for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ultimately. Being the grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen being the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's naturally the first you would go to. And he's from the most tried prophets, ulul azmi min al-rusul. So he was one of the most tested of all the prophets. And he comes number two to our messenger alayhi salam. So in being that person, sharing those experiences, giving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firmness through his grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam, it just means that consequently he becomes a role model for us even to this day. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Mumtahana, verse 4, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ. That there's already been before you an excellent example, أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ, in Ibrahim alayhi salam, and those who followed him. So we know in other places in the Quran, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the perfection of all the examples who came before him. But we need to remember that when Allah mentions that before there was excellent examples, and for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ibrahim alayhi salam is used as that foundation and inspiration for him. So if he's used as an excellent example for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then where does that leave us if we don't wish to learn about him? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was so beloved to our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he named his third son after him, commemorating his beloved grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim, the son of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away as a baby. And the amazing thing is, does anyone know, youngsters, who looks after the children when they enter the barzakh?
Isn't it the Prophet Ibrahim?
Exactly. There you go. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, so Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a son named Ibrahim, he passed away, and look who's looking after him, his grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam, the barzakh. So, should we not love who the Messenger alayhi salam loves? So what better way to increase the love of a person than learning about them? Because truly when you love a person, naturally you want to know more about them. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive my weak efforts over the next few nights in delivering this class. But I felt it necessary that a portion of our last 10 nights be dedicated to acquiring beneficial knowledge. Allah loves the circles of knowledge. And in Sahih Bukhari, the Messenger alayhi salam mentions that the angels at night time, they search for these gatherings that are remembrances of Allah. And could you imagine how many angels must be circling on the last 10 nights, subhanAllah, as we seek Laylatul Qadr. And even then they come, they join the gathering, they stack around each other, they surround the gathering. And then they go back to Allah and say, Ya Allah, these people. Allah asks them, what are these people doing? And said, they're remembering you. Of course Allah knows what we're doing. He's a Sami' al-Basir, he can see and hear everything. But just to give them that honor of being able to explain themselves as well. And Allah says, do they see me? And he says, no. He goes, what if they saw you? He goes, they would praise you even more. And then, it's a very lengthy hadith, but just to give the summary, by the end of it, Allah, he says that, bear witness to the angels that have forgiven these people. And one of the angels says, there's one guy who's just there for no reason. He just turned up, he was at the gathering, so he sat down and he listened. And Allah says that he's not going to let that deed go to waste. And then that person, he's also forgiven too. So just out of the virtues of sitting in circles of knowledge, even if you're doing something else and not paying attention, it can be a means of Allah's forgiveness for you. And on these last 10 nights, that's all we want. Every day we try, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. We're seeking Allah's forgiveness and his pardon. So it's incredibly important that, alhamdulillah, in the last 10 nights, yes, you spend your time reading your Qur'an, you spend your time in your Qiyam, you spend your time listening to Qur'an, but do not underestimate the value of seeking knowledge as well. Alhamdulillah, the more you learn, the more you learn about these great men, the more you implement into your own life, naturally the quality of your worship later on, the quality of your Qur'an recitation, the quality of your salah, your siyam is going to become better anyway. So you're going to attain reward just from doing that. And the root may be the knowledge that you acquired in the masjid. So may Allah make this gathering one he is pleased with and a means of our forgiveness as we pursue Laylatul Qadr. Ameen. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, there's a lot that can be said, and truly 10 nights will never be enough to encompass such a great man and do justice to him alayhi salam. However, what I've done is, I've gone through the verses of the Quran, I've gone through hadith, I've gone through some of the stories of the Prophet's kitabs, particularly the one by Abul Hassan Nadwi, Qasas al-Nabiyyin, to condense what I'm going to do into delivering it into 10 virtues and lessons that we can take from Ibrahim alayhi salam for the next 10 days, inshallah, and how we can implement it into our lives, as there's no benefit, like I mentioned, in seeking knowledge that you do not wish to act upon. The Messenger alayhi salam instructed us to ask, Allahumma inni yas'aluka al-ilman nafi'a, that we want beneficial knowledge. And what's more beneficial than something you can implement into your life? So let us embark on this journey to learn and benefit from his story, to allow us to stay firm when life throws its trials at us. I will be covering topics such as resilience, loneliness, family dynamics, relationships between parents and children, and much more, inshallah. I'm going to try to do as much as I can in this time. And inshallah, so please bring children and let's learn together. Get your families listening at home, inshallah. If anybody has any difficulties with the app, let me know. And anyone who is listening at home, just drop us a text and inshallah we'll be able to get that sorted. So please make dua that Allah accepts from all of us, despite our shortcomings, forgives us for our shortcomings, and allows us to be a means of our elevation and salvation. Jazakallah khair. So the first day. So day one, I thought we will cover Ibrahim alayhi salam as a young man and how he demonstrated his resilience against his people, against the idols, and he stayed firm despite what was going on. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in Iraq. His father's name was Azar, mentioned in the Quran. We don't know if that's his name or the title given to him, but we know that he did used to make idols and sell them to people. So he used to make the idols and other people used to worship them. So Ibrahim alayhi salam grew up surrounded by this, didn't understand why the people would worship something that his dad made with his hands, because it just didn't make sense to him. My father's making these things. He's the one who's making them, and these people are worshipping them and seeking help from them other than Allah. So the older he got, especially towards maybe early teens, the different narrations give different age groups. So let's say he was young, maybe just before puberty. He began to question his father. So in Surah Al-An'am, verses 74 to 83, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَسْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
And remember when Abraham said to his father Azar, do you take idols as gods? It's clear to me that you and your people are entirely misguided.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ.
We also showed Abraham the wonders of the heavens and the earth so that he would be sure in faith.
فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ.
When the night grew dark upon him, he saw a star and he said, this must be my Lord. But when it set, he said, I do not love things that set.
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ.
Then when he saw the moon rising, he said, this one is my Lord. But when it disappeared, he said, if my Lord does not guide me, I will be certainly be one of the misguided people. And then the sun. So
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ.
Then when he saw the sun shining, he said, this must be my Lord, it's the greatest, this is the biggest one. But again, it sets, does it last? So he says, oh my people, I totally reject whatever you associate with Allah and worship. And then he followed by saying, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I've turned my face towards the one who has originated the heavens and the earth, being upright, and I'm not from the polytheists. Then Allah follows up by saying,
وَحَاجَهُ قَوْمُهُ قَالَ أَتُحَاجُّونِ فِي اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانِ وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا وَسِعَ رَبِّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
And so his people, they argued with him. And he responded, are you arguing with me about Allah while he's guided me? And I'm not afraid of whatever idols you associate with him. None can harm me unless my Lord so wills. My Lord encompasses everything in his knowledge. Will you not be mindful? So there, أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا فَأَيُّ الْفَرِقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
And how should I fear your associate gods while you have no fear in associating others with Allah, a practice he has never authorized? Which side has more right to security? And tell me if you guys really know.
الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون.
It's only those who are faithful and do not tarnish their faith with falsehood who are guaranteed security and are rightly guided.
وتلك حجتنا آتيناها إبراهيم على قومه نرفع درجات من نشاء إن ربك حكيم عليم.
This was the argument we gave Abraham against his people. We elevate and rank whoever we please. Surely your Lord is all wise, all knowing. Sadaq Allah al-Azim. So I know I've just read nearly 10 verses, so there's a lot to take away in the regards to just the virtues of Ibrahim as a young man and how he addresses his people. But I mainly want to focus how resilient he is and how he demonstrates this in this moment. Naturally, as human beings, deep down we understand that Allah is our creator. Allah put this fitrah inside us, that we know deep down that there is a creator and it is Allah. Because we gave him the comedy, testifying to it when we were just souls in Arafah. We learned Surah Al-A'raf, verse 172. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ذُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا أَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. I remember when your Lord brought forth from the loins of the children of Adam their descendants and had them testify regarding themselves, that Allah asked them, am I not your Lord? And they replied, yes, you are. We do testify. So we've all, every single soul that's ever existed, has already admitted Allah Azza wa Jalla is our Lord. So Allah says, now you have no right to say on the Day of Judgment that we were not aware of this. But obviously insan, we forget, right? Naturally, we've got this great amnesia. None of us remember that day where it happened. But if Allah says it happened, it happened. Sadaq Allah al-Azim. And even the Messenger, alayhi salam, he corroborates this in a hadith in Muslim. He says, the mother of every person gives him birth according to his true nature. And it's his parents who make him a Jew, a Christian, or a pagan in this particular one. So had his parents been Muslim, he would have also been Muslim. So naturally there's that nurture side of it as well, that our parents will have an impact on us, our society will have an impact on us, and you almost go by what is going on around us. So Allah to send us messengers like Ibrahim alayhi salam to remind us who we actually are and that Allah is our Lord. So it's abundantly clear that insan, in its nature, deep down, knows that Allah is their Lord. But they allow themselves, their surroundings to cloud their judgment. And it's always that they need to turn to Allah. Because in other than Allah, you're never going to find true happiness and contentment. Allah says, Allah bi dhikri la tatma'innu al-qulub, that only in His remembrance are we going to find that true peace. So, another thing I think we take away from this, that it shows the desperate, pathetic state of the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I use the word desperate and pathetic intentionally. That they're turning to sticks and stones that they made by themselves. Sticks and stones that they made to try and fulfill an innate desire to connect with their maker. And these people, after all that, they get sent a messenger from Allah alayhi salam. But due to the corruption that they caused themselves, and we'll focus more on this tomorrow inshallah, but I'm going to touch on it briefly here. They turned against a young man who speaks factual information, which they understood. Again, in the Quran it tells us. And you deep down, as I'm going to cover the verse inshallah more in depth tomorrow anyway, there'll be a bit of overlap. But just arrogance and pride refuse to acknowledge it. How often does that happen in our society today? You know people know, but too scared to lose something in this worldly matter that causes us to go astray sometimes. And unfortunately, we all fall prey to it. How many times is Salah called and you get lazy? You don't realize the purpose of what you're doing. And it's the same thing that's used time and time again by people who are either enemies of Islam, hostile towards Islam, or Orientalists, seems to be the most common theme. And it happened at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quraysh would secretly listen to the Quran at night. Abu Jahl would go, Abu Sufyan would go. And they used to catch each other doing it. But then during the day, they'd oppose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call him a madman and call him a liar. So if he was that much of a liar, why would you go and listen to him? It's because deep down they knew these are the grandchildren of Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are from the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But they stuck to their falsehood because it was more lucrative for them in this world according to their own distorted perspective. So despite this constant argument and combativeness of the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he never wavers once in faith. And Allah says, we kept him firm and we showed him our signs. And he knew the truth and he stuck with it. And in our society today, especially more than ever, our religion is constantly put under scrutiny by people who know nothing about it. They'll find one verse of the Quran, they'll find a hadith, they don't even check what it means, they don't look at nothing, or they'll try to use that to attack us. But we know we're on the truth, but we don't bother to learn about the truth, and in doing that, we can't truly admit the truth and cause them to admit the truth in response. Our presence is not enough to trigger the truth in someone else anymore. And the reason is because we waver. We pick and choose what parts of Islam we want to follow. And again, I'm not pointing fingers at no one. I point fingers at myself first and foremost. Because I need a reminder just as much as anyone else does. We engage in things that we shouldn't engage in. That is not representative of Islam. And then when it comes to debating these people, we have no desire or no knowledge of how to rationally reason with these people like Ibrahim alayhi salam did. In this narration, Ibrahim alayhi salam is not pointing to these things and saying, these are my Lord. He's trying to appeal to the nature of these people that look, these things are, so Allah said, kullu man alayha fan, that these things, everything other than Allah will, is vanquishable. It's something that's, the word is eluding me right now. Something that's feeble and incorrect. That's something that isn't going to last. The moon, it goes. The sun, it goes. The stars, they go. And Allah is the only one who's constant. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Allah Hayyul La Yamut. He doesn't die. He's ever living. He created everything. And yet, when he brings this up, a rational thing to these people, they meet him with hostility and aggression. And you have to admire the resilience and strength of this young man, alayhi salam, that despite his young age, he stays committed to his route that is reaffirmed by his Lord. And look how Allah was there for Ibrahim because he was willing to stand for the truth no matter the consequences. So because Allah says in these verses that, and we showed him, that, just bear with me, just looking at the verse again. Yeah. So, وَكَذَلِكَ نَرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. So, we also showed Abraham the wonders of the heavens and the earth, so he would be sure in his faith. So, this is a prophet of Allah that's being shown by Allah to keep him firm. So, that means on and on again, if you stick to your truth, you will have Allah by your side. It's been proven countless times. The Battle of Badr has just gone, Ramadan 17. If anybody had the chance to sit down and even read about it on that day, they had angels helping them. And this was 330 versus 1,000. And so just because they knew upon the truth, Allah helped them. Ibrahim alayhi salam, that's the sunnah of Allah, that he will always help those who stay firm in him. And there's a hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah. And Sheikh Al-Burni said it is sahih. It has also been graded hasan, but I've verified it with Ustaji before I say anything from my own accord. That Umar radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you were to rely upon Allah with the reliance he is due, you would be given provision like the birds. They go out hungry in the morning and come back with full bellies in the evening. This shows that Allah's plan and support is always there for the believer. He's a provider of rizq. He's the one who holds his mercy and forgiveness. And he gives it to whom he wills. But it's up to me and you to take that step towards him, to seek from him that help when no one else is there to support us. Ibrahim alayhi salam is alone, a child alone. How often now do we look down upon our children in our society? We disregard them, we don't empower them, and he was given the worst of that because his father was involved as well as his entire town turned against him. But Allah provides for those who don't worship him. So what about this great man who made it a conscious effort to remind people to worship Allah? And you'll never find a better supporter than him. وَمَا لَكُم مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. That on that day, they're never going to find anyone who can help them against Allah. Because نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. He's the best of protectors, he's the best of helpers. And it's not just once that Ibrahim alayhi salam debates with his people. And in the coming days, this is a pattern we're going to go over constantly, how Ibrahim alayhi salam had to debate the truth constantly. And we take that bravery, courage, and resilience of Ibrahim alayhi salam on ourselves now. How often do we find ourselves in deen compromising situations where your faith is challenged all day here in the modern era? And this is in the Muslim world as well. It's not just in the West. We get this everywhere. The dominating lifestyle and landscape is contradictory to that what we deem appropriate in our religion and naturally causes conflict for us all. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, as well as him being strong and resilient through this, he maintains his faith in that time of difficulty without wavering in his character either. You'll notice in the coming days, he never, ever, ever shows any disrespect, never gets violent, and he always interacts with his people with the utmost ihsan, that excellence. He interacts with his people who clearly are combative in their nature, especially with their nuanced Arabic language. For those who understand Arabic, in just reading those verses, you can hear the hostility in the voice of his people, especially that pride, knowing that they're being challenged by someone younger than them, which unfortunately we still do with our children today. We don't give them that due right to even speak. And the minute somebody attacks Islam, whether that be in person or that be on social media, we're quick to just type something. And we don't think what is being coming out of our fingers when typing, what's coming out of our mouth. They respond vile, aggressively. So we try to one-up them in that regard. How do you think that makes us look as Muslims? Let's be real. When you sit down and reflect, you regret it naturally, because Allah's put that inside you that you're not designed to react in that way. And Ibrahim alayhi salam never, ever, ever allows that aggression to be a means of his dominance. His excellence is what gives him the higher ground. You respect Ibrahim alayhi salam. Let's put it this way. The name Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is mentioned to this day. You don't remember the people who are arguing with him. They're just the people who argued with him now. You don't know their names. Because they didn't conduct themselves, they didn't commit to the truth when they were given that truth. Having the truth means we're representatives of this truth. How can you expect to be taken seriously and respected if you lash out the moment you feel threatened about something? An ignoramus, or somebody who's ignorant, will utter to you. All that truly suggests, if you deeply reflect and use some introspection and look within yourself, is that you don't truly have security in what you believe in. Ibrahim alayhi salam is the most true in this narration. Earlier on we said, Siddiqan Nabiya, that he was a truthful prophet. Allah labels him with truth. But anger and aggression have their own allotted purposes. When you need them, we use them. But debating and defending your faith intellectually is not a time to be arrogant, to be angry, and to act aggressively with people. And he does this constantly. He's resilient with the way he conducts himself. I look across the world now. Natural example, Palestine and Gaza, may Allah free them from their oppressors. These are the descendants of Ibrahim. You see the word anti-Semite used all the time. But if you actually reflect on what the word Semite means, it's a descendant of Sam, the son of Nuh, according to, you know, the Israeliyat. And Ibrahim alayhi salam counts as a Semite. So the people who are claiming anti-Semitism are showing aggression against people who are Semites. So nothing is more anti-Semitic than what they're doing in Gaza and Palestine right now. The genocide itself is anti-Semitism. But look, the faith of these people, subhanAllah, how often do you see a parent carrying their dead child? And hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We rely on Allah and we're happy with whatever He gives us. And these are the grandchildren of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who display that excellent character. You don't see them lashing out. And they have every right to do so. Everything has been taken away from them. And subhanAllah, they return and say, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. We're going to go another day, we're going to defend the land of Allah. May Allah free them from their oppressors. And may Allah forgive us for our weakness and inability to help them. I believe more than ever, we need to turn back to the Quranic example of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam and see how they kept going regardless of the obstacles in front of them. Ibrahim alayhi salam is, yes, he's Khalilullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khalilullah. And you see that this example of excellence and that magnificent character that Allah granted the prophets alayhi as-salam. But then we have Nuh alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Ayyub alayhi salam. I do not have the time to go over all of them today. But take some time to read about them. If you don't know, ask the people. فَاسْأَلُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We have plenty of ulama in the masjid. I'm just a student of these ustads and they've given me permission to teach today. That's it. But I have to ask them, and we have to ask them, because how else are you going to learn? And it just shows that istiqamat, that steadfastness and that firmness, that resilience that they all possessed when their people turned against them. It's a common theme of messengers, is that their people will always turn against them. Look at what Walaka ibn Nawfal said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An old blind man, he says to him, if only I was young and I could be with you when your people turn against you, when he received the message from Jibreel alayhi salam. So I know there's a lot left to say, subhanAllah. And we will over the next 10 days. And inshallah, we'll resume tomorrow again after Tarawih, and hopefully inshallah we'll make an announcement just after the Witr, so those at home are aware that they can sit as well, inshallah. And we'll look and elaborate on how Ibrahim alayhi salam uses his intellect and rationalization to effectively debate his people and reflect on the importance of maintaining intellectual mannerisms and understanding, even today. And how important it is that أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Multiple times you're asked in the Quran, do you not think? So we're going to have a look, inshallah, tomorrow at how Ibrahim alayhi salam uses intellect and rationalization to debate people, and how that is used across time to ultimately be a sign and direction for us to get back to Allah Azza wa Jal and follow the excellent example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim alayhi salam and all the amazing people who Allah sent after them, from the Anbiya, the Sahaba, and all those who are righteous who came before us. And may Allah be pleased with all of them. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك واشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.